This is Pirate RC out here at Class 6 by the New River in West Virginia, and I'm here with Reed Burgess from King Wilkie. How you doing, Reed?
Doing well. It's good to see you. Good to be here.
Yeah, it is. It's really nice. We just actually saw this point overlooking the river, which was actually a great sight, I think.
It was dangerous cliffs, though.
They were dangerous cliffs. We had signs warning us.
The rain and the steep terrain.
If I had wings, I would fly so high, so high. She's a wrecking ball coming through my wall so tall. Like a house of straw, these beautiful dreams will fall.
So today you guys are here for the Mountain Stage concert. Have you done one of these events before?
Never played Mountain Stage. First time. Listen to a lot of them.
So first of all, just how did you guys decide on your name, King Wilkie?
Is that
Who is that?
It's a shout out. It's a tribute to Bill Monroe, who had a horse. It was his favorite horse. He used to ride him onto the stage of the Grand Ole Opry back in the 50s. And it was the name of the horse was King Wilkie. So we were inspired by a lot of early 40s and 50s bluegrass. That's kind of where we started out musically playing together, most of us. Bill Monroe. Kind of an obscure
that's good. So, and about your sound, I mean, your earliest stuff is very obviously bluegrass influenced. Now it seems they've gone more of a like contemporary like songwriter type sound, but still with the bluegrass influence there. So how did you guys kind of evolve?
Slowly. I mean, we all came to bluegrass at around the same time, like, you know, college or some, you know, all in our early 20s or whatever. So, and before that, we had all, you know, been playing a lot of different musical things individually. So it's not like we grew up, you know, in Kentucky playing bluegrass and that was our strict idiom. So I think it was just we were writing songs and we were trying to write in that style, almost like, you know, using that as our sort of the boundary, know, and that's cool. It made us, in some ways, force us to be really creative and do some things. But, I mean, you get to a point, I love Bill Monroe, I love Ralph Stanley, but I just didn't want to, like, put on my Ralph Stanley hat and go around the country doing that for my job all the time.
So you guys kind of acclimated it to
There was a couple songs where we just started letting in, you know, letting in all the other stuff that we had listened to and that we'd played previous. And once that started, you know, there was no stopping it.
Yeah.
Basically.
So did you guys all meet in college pretty much?
Two of us did, but we've come from around the country. I mean, we were in this world of playing bluegrass festivals and a couple of us were in different bands, and then so maybe those bands broke up, and we kind of formed our one band from the ashes. I'm from Chicago. Johnny's from Nashville. This guy's from North Carolina and New York. And
cool. So just came from all over and kind of found a common.
Yes.
So what makes this band work versus the other bands you were in? How do you guys?
Well, for one thing, you have to. A lot of people, especially around our age, are toying with the idea, like, do I want to be a musician? Do I, you know, is this something I really want to do? And there's a certain commitment. I think most of the guys, if not all the guys in this band, they're in it. You know what I mean? They're in it for life, pretty much.
So you guys have that commitment.
Yeah, and I don't know. We had a cool chemistry. You know, Johnny and I really like singing together, vocal combination.
Mm-hmm.
And our record collections are really similar. That helps. But not everything is, you know, everyone brings something.
So do all of you like the same artists overall, though?
There's some that, you know, overlap.
Yeah.
But it's like today, I mean, it's like everyone, it's the iPod, you know?
Yeah.
Everyone listens to everything.
Right.
So,
yeah, you just mix it.
It's always an education just riding around in the van with those guys.
Yeah, just hear what everyone's got going on. What'd you guys listen to on the way here today?
The way here today, we were listening to the Nick Drake album called Pink Moon.
Nice.
Followed by the Lily Brothers, which is a really obscure old-time bluegrass duo. And then I was asleep after that. Maybe that put me to sleep. I don't know.
Might have.
Yeah.
Well, that's cool. So that's definitely a few different styles there. So when you look at yourself musically, when did you start playing?
Personally?
Yeah.
When I started playing violin when I was a little kid, like 5 or 6. But I started really, believe it or not, I was like really into classical music in high school. That was my thing. Yeah. And I was teaching myself to play piano, and I had a teacher for a while. And so I didn't really get super dedicated or anything until I was my later years, like in high school, like 17 or 18. And then I picked up the mandolin when I was about 19 or 20.
Mm-hmm.
I played guitar casually, and there's so many good guitar players that I wanted to be able to sit around and, you know, in a little, in like a dorm room, or have an acoustic instrument. The mandolin's very portable and very practical to travel around with, so that's how I came to that.
So when you started playing the mandolin, did you start listening to different music too?
Yeah, well, like I kind of fell into this bluegrass festival on accident, and then I was completely obsessed with bluegrass for a solid 5 years. I didn't listen to anything else, and I really went for the early, the 40s and 50s stuff, sort of the pioneers. I think I had a friend who's from Georgia. He played me some Bill Monroe records, and then I always gravitated towards that stuff.
Cool. So is that your favorite artist overall, would you say?
Overall in that genre.
In that genre.
Well, he created the genre. So if you ask some people, I may or may not fall into the category, but some people think there is no bluegrass anymore since Bill Monroe is dead.
So it died with him. That music died with him.
Yeah, you could say that. That's why I'm not playing it. Because you realize no one can do it like, you know, like Bill Monroe.
So who writes the music in the group?
I mean, this is changing. Basically, for this last record, myself or Ted would bring in most of the song structures and present it to the band. It would grow from there. But we're starting to build more and more of the stuff sort of from the ground up, you know, collaboratively, which is an interesting way of doing it. But it's still actually, I mean, the seed of most songs will come from, you know, I've got like a bunch of electronic recording equipment, and you put something down and play for the guys, and then it'll grow from there. And you just,
everyone adds their parts, and then the lyrics.
Those are usually done by one person, and well, with a long editing process. You can write the lyrics in a few minutes, but then, you know,
by the time you...
and usually I don't like to write songs all in one sitting. You know, I find that if you try to sit down and just do your, just write a song in one piece, one go, it can be really like rigid, kind of overstuffed. I like the collage approach better, where you're taking ideas. Like, I've got tons of notebooks, you know, and I'd say you probably use 5% of all the stuff you have written down. But
right.
I think when you find two things that you wouldn't think go together, and you find they're the right things, then you can get something really unexpected and more interesting, which is what we try to do musically too.
So what's the recording process like for you guys? Is it difficult, or is it something you all really enjoy?
I love it. I've never been happier in my life than when we were in the studio last time. There's something about, it's like womb-like or something, you know, it's like the return. It's very comfortable. You're in there for, you know, 15 hours a day, and it's dim lit and couches everywhere, and you're just creating. And
are you guys all together at that point, or do you...
We're all together. You're all breathing and living that record for that amount of time. And I like that kind of, I mean, personally, I like that kind of complete immersion. You know, and a lot of people aren't lucky enough to have that kind of in their jobs, you know. And
right.
So I was thriving on that. I love that. I wish it could be like that all the time.
Where do you live right now? Where do you guys all share a place, or?
No, we did that. We all lived in a farmhouse together for about a year, and then that doesn't work that well, I find. Like, I guess I have that dream of being able to all be like blood brothers or something, and like share, you know, have like a fire pole and go downstairs and play music all day every day. And it's like, that's like a fantasy, but that's the monkeys or something. We wish you could be like that, but the map that we were traveling and you know, on the highway and together, it's good to have a little distance. In fact, I've just moved to New York City.
Oh, wow.
I mean, we still have a rehearsal space in Virginia, so I'm down there quite a lot. And you can do more and more stuff. You know, we have our technological gadgets that help us. But
yeah, so it's kind of tough, though, to live together.
That's not tough to live together. It's tough to live in one house.
Yeah.
Especially when it's a three-bedroom house and there's five of you there and you're 22 years old.
Yeah, that would be a little... That's like the real world, basically, but...
Yes.
You know, it's just you five. You don't even have, like, the random characters that they throw in there, too, to just make it interesting. So I always like to ask a few questions just about, like, your musical influences overall, kind of, like, early on. So
Early on.
So we talked about your first instrument you learned to play was violin.
Violin. What was the... rudimentary, Suzuki.
Yeah. Okay, the Suzuki method?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
That's fun.
Yeah. In fact, our fiddle player, Nick, is a license to teach the Suzuki method.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh. All right, so what was the first album that you bought?
That I bought?
Yeah.
I don't know. I just remember listening to this silver radio a lot. I never really bought any records until I was, like, a teenager. Like Aerosmith.
Oh, yeah?
Probably some hard rock or something like that.
So did you... So your taste did evolve, though. Like, you listened to hard rock and other genres a lot.
Yeah, I mean, when I was young, I listened to Buddy Holly, and I listened to the Beatles, and I listened to Roy Orbison, and I listened to, like, my parents' stuff, and I listened to 50s radio, basically, when I was a really young kid. And then I was, like, obviously, I mean, this is the normal rock stuff as I got older. And then I became obsessed with, like, romantic era piano music, basically, like Chopin, and I was kind of hard into that for a number of years before getting exclusively into bluegrass. So it's kind of weird. But good songs, you know, it doesn't matter if Stanley Brothers or Madonna, I mean, Velvet Underground, you know.
Just depends, yeah. Yeah. It's true, it'll still reach you. Do you ever cover any rock songs or anything? Like, do any covers?
We do. I don't know that we'll do any here at the Mountain Stage. It's a sort of a brief, you know, we're going to play most all songs that we wrote, but we've played some Rolling Stone songs, some Neil Young songs.
What do you have the most fun with when you cover it? Or what do you get the best reaction?
Cover-wise?
Yeah.
Oh, best reaction, I don't know, that's a different thing. What I had the most fun with? I have, my favorite cover that we do is Nebraska by Bruce Springsteen.
Okay.
I like that whole era of Bruce Springsteen, that sort of that stark acoustic Bruce. Best reaction, we do a Guns N' Roses song. It goes over pretty well on a very rare occasion.
Yeah. Cool, and what was the first concert you remember going to?
Metallica. I was 12 with my dad.
With your dad?
Yeah.
Cool. Did you get involved in any, like, pushing or anything like
that? No, we were in the lawn, and we were trying to avoid people who were tearing up bits of grass and throwing them and totally tearing up the lawn. It was violent. I was embarrassed. I was with my dad. I felt like we were in the wrong place, and he was, you know. But he was nice to take me there.
Yeah, that is nice, actually.
Yeah.
Actually, I did have a question looking back at all of the instruments you played in that evolution. Did you play in band or in symphony or anything in school, or did you just always do things on your own?
I was in bands, playing guitar in junior high and high school.
And like garage band type bands, or were you like in actual school band and stuff?
No, I was never in academic, like a jazz band or marching band or anything. Were just high school garage bands, basically.
And then college, did you study music at all, or did you always stay
I studied the piano, and I majored in music, but I was mostly doing piano, and I was in bands in college, obviously, too. And mm-hmm. then in bluegrass, just learning, kind of cutting my teeth there. And then we decided to move down to Virginia because we thought we were gonna be, you know, going into like the layer of authenticity or something, like, you know, the true.
You're gonna live it,
right? Like, be surrounded by all these people in the hills or something. But it wasn't really like that. We moved to Charlottesville, which is like a very like an oasis. It's like a northern like outpost or something.
Oh, great.
But I wanted to move to Virginia anyway, because my mother was from Richmond, and I was liked all the history, you know,
yeah.
and architecture, and I just sort of romanticized. My grandfather went to the University of Virginia, you know.
Yeah. So you had connection there anyway.
Yeah, I had an idea that maybe I would like it, and I've been there a while. Although now I'm in New York.
Yeah. So are you doing anything else musically up there in New York?
Not yet. I mean, I just got my feet wet up there, No, not yet. No. I still want, you know, I'm still going to continue with this band. This is right, my baby.